I am a little science superstar.
Dad, this is Drew. He's a fellow science Olympian.
Yep, science.
Fantastic. What's your favorite topic? In my day, I was mighty good at ornithology.
Fascinating. Well, you know, we gotta go. The team's waiting.
Of course. Good luck, you two. Not that you need it.
Thank you for covering.
See you after class.
I think I can fit you in.
So, what happened to no secret boyfriend, no lying to parents?
I've decided the new me doesn't have to give up the old me completely.
So that's it. Drew's forgiven.
He's on probation. Sometimes people deserve a second chance.
Does this mean Bianca gets a second chance too?
Not exactly. I may have sent skanky photos of her to the entire school.
You did that?
But she had it coming.
I bet she's plotting your death right now.
Let her. I've got Drew back, and today I'm gonna win Science Olympics. Nothing can bring me down, not even Bianca.
I knew it. I'm never doubting the Shanti instinct again. I knew it.
I guess you saw the show, huh?
I screamed so loud the neighbors banged on the wall.
Way to drop a bomb, Middleton. So, is it Casey's?
Yeah. It had to spill sometime.
You just chose national television.
Now all I have to do is face the whole world knowing I'm pregnant.
It's so exciting.
I better go. Hi.
Hey.
I guess, did you see the show last night?
You didn't even ask me.
It had to come out sometime.
And you didn't think maybe I could warn KC so his mom doesn't find out from the TV at the steakhouse.
Sorry, okay? It was now or never.
It's just so inconsiderate.
It's not about you, KC. You didn't want any part of this, remember? I'm on my own. I make my own decisions.
Like using pregnancy to help you stay 2 more minutes on some pathetic show?
And taking care of me. Deal with it.
Bianca D'Souza reports to the office. Bianca D'Souza.
Biology question. What's the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
African or European?
I don't know. Let me just check. Well, that's curious. An email from Bianca.
Just checking now. Is it spicy?
Wow. Why would she send this to me?
Apparently she sent it to everyone.
Here, let me see. That's a boob.
Damn, boy. The entire school is talking about it.
That's all they'll be able to think about today.
Focus! We still have to beat Bardell.
Someone's getting beaten, all right?
Bianca, you seem upset.
I got suspended because somehow you sent those pictures around.
Little old me. Now, if only you could prove it, huh?
Here's your proof.
Sort this out of my office.
Aaliyah, are you okay? They said there was some sort of fight.
Mom, it was awful. I was practicing for Science Olympics, and then this girl, Bianca, attacked me.
I'm glad you two could make it.
Have the police been called? Someone attacks our daughter, there must be consequences.
Why would that girl want to hurt our Ali?
Why don't we go inside my office? Mr. and Mrs. Bhandari, Ali and Bianca have been in conflict for a while. There was some verbal fighting at our self-esteem seminar.
What self-esteem seminar?
Never mind, it was nothing.
Incidents at our Vegas dance involved Ali and her boyfriend.
That boy that came to the car this morning, he is your boyfriend?
Yeah. Why were we not informed of this boyfriend? We don't allow dating.
We don't exactly track that kind of thing for parents. Yeah, I'm going to make a note in Ali's file.
Let me see it.
Mr. Bhandari, it's not customary
to... I am her father.
This is not my signature. For a doctor's appointment. Why did you go to the doctor?
Which doctor?
It was for a clinic. But, Mom, I...
What is happening, Alia? Who is represented in these pages?
Dad, I'm sorry, but I can explain.
Sexting. What is sexting?
Mr. Bhandari, we're here to talk about the fight and a possible suspension.
What is it? Tell me.
It's where you send revealing pictures of your body, but it wasn't to everyone. It just got out. Daddy, please don't be mad at me.
This is where the dreams is all.
Get up. We're going home. I'm sorry, Elias, caused you so much trouble.
It's been a long year trying to stay afloat. Oh, the constant struggle. My mind fights for a reason. My heart fights for hope. Well, have I spent any of this time alone? That's what this was for. I've been hopping in and out of bed.
Delivery for Miss Middleton. Oh. I assume these are for your nursery from your next Teen Star fans.
You're kidding me.
No, nor my UPS box. From now on, have your stuff sent somewhere else, okay?
I was never one of those. Could not be alone. But now something has changed.
You're suspended for the rest of the day? What about Science Olympics?
Bigger problem, Miss Claire. I have never seen my parents so mad.
Simpson told them everything?
He didn't have to. They saw my file.
Where are they now?
In the car. They could barely look at me. This is hell, and it's all Bianca's fault.
Your file's not her fault.
Whose side are you on?
Sorry.
They're gonna ground me forever. I'll never see Drew again.
That might not be a bad thing.
My life is so over.
On the bright side, things can't get worse.
Okay, Ali. Time's up. Suspension starts now.
Hang in there.
Hi, you brought your mom. Anyone need more coffee? Not that I'm having any, of course.
We heard your news. I was very surprised to hear that you're pregnant.
I know, it's a shock. I was shocked.
Honey, babies don't just raise themselves. It takes planning and money. Your brother works?
Part-time. He got cut back.
What are you gonna do? Food, diapers, childcare while you're in school?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Are you thinking of taking time off from school when the baby's born?
Maybe.
Jenna, are you really sure you're ready to raise this baby?
I'll be ready. After I win Next Teen Star.
Hey, what if you don't?
Look, sweetie, when the show ends, no matter what happens, you will still be pregnant, and then you'll have a baby.
But when I win, I'll have a record deal and a nanny.
Good luck with that.
Oh, better than what you came up with. I'll pretend this isn't happening and leave Jenna alone.
You pretended it wasn't happening until it was too late.
Is this why you called me here? To yell at me? I don't need this.
Jenna, just wait, okay? We're trying to help.
I don't need help. I'm my own hero right now.
What is this?
You know what it is, Mom.
Unlock it.
No, it's private.
You are 15 years old with a discipline file the size of a phone book. You don't get privacy. Aaliyah, now. Or I'll open it myself.
No. I'll tell you what it says. I had a boyfriend, and I had sex with him, and I thought I caught an SCI, but I didn't. I'm okay.
What, the boy from the dance?
A different one. Last year, but that's the worst of it, Mom, I promise.
I do not know my own daughter.
Great performance last night.
Good luck.
Now to Jenna.
Hi, everybody.
Jenna, soon to be mama. You unveiled your shocking news last night. Why tell everyone?
I want to be honest with all my fans and for my baby to know I'm not ashamed of him or her.
And what has the reaction been like? Are people worried about a teen mom?
I'm stepping up. I'm responsible, but that doesn't mean it's easy.
It's okay, Jenna. We're all here for you.
Money's tight. It's harder than ever, but I keep on singing.
Well, clearly, everybody feels for you. But time is ticking, and it is time to lock in your votes. Right after this, we find out who is leaving Next Teen Star. Don't go anywhere.
Off the air, back and forth.
You see that back there?
Pimping your pregnancy. Shameless.
Are you jealous?
Right.
Hey. Mom and Dad went to bed.
How mad are they?
Scale of 1 to 10, I'd say 50, maybe 60.
They think I'm dirty.
You're still the Allie they know and love. Maybe they just need a reminder.
Welcome back to Next Teen Star. Before the break, you locked in your vote. Now it's time to find out who stays and who goes. We have our results. Andy, come on down. Jenna, come on down. Andy, surprised to be up here?
Tried my best. I love y'all.
Jenna, you had a big week and a big revelation. What if it's not enough to keep you right here?
Music is all I have to keep me going. I really hope I can stay.
Well, it's all done now. The votes are in. Andy, I'm sorry. You're gonna have to say goodbye to your good friend, Jenna. She is going home to decorate her nursery.
No.
Hang in there, champ.
I'm 15, knocked up. I'm not on a TV show. I'm a statistic.
Are you gonna keep singing?
I'll have to look for a job.
What about your baby daddy?
Last time I talked to him, I kind of told him off. His mom, too.
Maybe it's about time you swallow your pride. Good luck.
Sorry I'm late. We had a little family drama.
What happened? Maybe it's none of my business?
No, slutty Bianca hooked up with Drew in the boiler room, and now somehow I'm the chaperone.
Great, a sex scandal, and nobody blames the boy.
Drew's the victim here, just like me.
You can't blame Bianca for what happened with Drew. Did she force him into the boiler room?
So this is all my fault somehow?
For turning your guns on Bianca, yeah. But not for making Drew cheat. I mean, that was his choice. Nobody's fault but his own.
If it hadn't been Bianca, it would have been another girl.
And I gave him a second chance. I'm so stupid. Boys make me do stupid things.
Nobody should make you do anything. You always have a choice.
You're right. I do. Maybe I can fix this.
Hi. Thanks for meeting me.
Well, what kind of grandma would I be if I didn't?
You were right. I was living in a dream world.
So, how are you feeling now?
Afraid I'm gonna screw up this baby. It has a dummy of a mom. Maybe adoption is the only option.
Jenna, you are not dumb. And there's time for that decision.
Casey hates me right now. But could I call you?
Well, I was never Mother of the Year. But whatever happens, we'll make it work. Somehow.
Is it normal to be this scared?
Oh, yeah.
You have every right to be mad.
We do not need your permission. But why would you cheapen yourself?
I know. But I will do anything. Just please don't stop loving me.
We would never stop loving you. But it makes us question what we did wrong. You are so far from your path.
I know. And it's always because of boys. Every time.
How can you blame boys for your actions?
When I'm around boys, I do dumb things. I make mistakes. So what if I went to an all-girls school? Maybe I should leave Degrassi.
I washed your sweater.
Keep it.
So, your mom told you we talked?
Yeah, I heard.
She's just gonna try to help. You don't have to do anything.
Jenna? My mom sent you this.
25,001 best baby names. That's really nice. Thanks.
Don't call it Kevin, okay? It's my dad's name. Bad luck.
I've never liked having.
Hey, I'm walking to class.
I'm leaving Degrassi. My parents are waiting for me in the car.
They're taking you out of the school?
I made a lot of bad decisions this year, so I need to get away.
From me? Allie, I'm sorry.
You screwed up big time. But so did I. I became the girl that gives guys like you a second chance.
So that's it?
Are you okay? I know who you are. A total screw up?
No.
You are a good, funny, sweet person. You're Allie. And you're the best friend a screw up could ever have. I hope that doesn't change. You'll still be my best friend. Even at some school across town. Wish me luck.